as the year winds down, if you found yourself asking, whatever happened to, or I wonder what's going on in, well, so have we. Today and tomorrow, we'll be checking in on some of the stories we covered throughout 2003. We begin today with Ali Abbas.
The 13-year-old Iraqi boy became a symbol of the human suffering during the war in Iraq when the picture of his badly burned and armless body was beamed around the world. U.S. airstrikes had destroyed his home and killed a dozen members of his family, including his mother and father. In August, he was flown to Britain, where he's been looked after by a team of specialists. NPR's Guy Raz reports on Ali's condition.
Ali Abbas isn't just a symbol of the human cost of the war in Iraq, but a boy whose story is very much intertwined with the role of the media in covering modern warfare. Ali's experience wasn't necessarily unique in a country where thousands of civilians were killed or injured during the war, but his small, armless body was an enduring image, perhaps because Ali Abbas happened to have been filmed by a passing television news crew last March. Those pictures generated international sympathy, and a charity in Ali's name raised more than $1 million. Days after his family's home was leveled by U.S. warplanes, Ali was lying in a hospital bed in Kuwait City. In August, he was brought to the UK to receive prosthetic limbs amid much pomp and celebration. At the Queen Mary Hospital in Roehampton, Ali, speaking through an interpreter, talked about how excited he was to stay in Britain.
And he's looking forward to, you know, continue his study in this country. And if anything he is wishing is really to have his family as next to him to support him during this process.
At Queen Mary, Ali received two new arms. He asked the doctors to decorate one arm with the logo of his favorite soccer team, Manchester United. A team of doctors from Britain and Kuwait is still looking after Ali. One of the doctors is Imad Al-Najada.
We give him all the care what we possible to give him for his situation and other Iraqi children. We build a relationship between him, you know. He's, for me, like dealing with him like my son.
The British public has also taken to young Ali. Earlier this month, he was honored at Westminster Abbey with a Children of Courage Award. The surviving members of his extended family have now been brought to the UK, where they'll likely settle with the boy. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.